If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
Got to get in the right mood for our next guest here on Downtown. Joan Kowalski is the president of Bob Ross Incorporated. And it was her mother who discovered Bob Ross and led him to his PBS show some 40 years ago. Joan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Well, man, it's hard to believe, in looking at some of the information regarding the conversation today, that it's been 25 years since the passing of Bob Ross.
Can you imagine? And he's still as relevant as ever. That's just, we're so proud of that.
Absolutely. Well, can you tell the story of how your mom discovered Bob and a show that started, am I right, back in Muncie, Indiana?
That's right. It started almost 40 years ago. My mother wanted first to take a painting class with another fellow that painted on public television named William Alexander. She called the organization and wanted to find out where he was teaching classes. And they told her that he was retired, but that there were some teachers out and about teaching classes for him. And the one closest was a fella named Bob Ross in Florida. And my mother was, in fact, very disappointed. So she still went to the class anyway, took my dad, headed down to Florida. And she spent 5 days watching Bob Ross interact with other people, talking to them, helping them paint, encouraging them. And she just was mesmerized. And that's sort of how the whole thing started. She would go home to the hotel room every night and tell my father, this guy is amazing. We need to do, he needs to reach more people. And so that's how it started.
And as I understand, this connection with Bob came at a very difficult time in your family's life.
That's right. My oldest brother was killed in a car accident, and my mother was just her first child. My mother was just inconsolable. And a lot of the reason my parents were able to jump in the van and head to Florida was because my father was close to just being able to do anything just to comfort her. And so even though they're not necessarily very worldly, enterprising people, but the idea of taking my mother down to Florida to take painting classes, my father was just looking for anything to make her happy. So
we're talking with Joan Kowalski from Bob Ross Incorporated here on Downtown. How much did Bob's time in the military, particularly when he was stationed in Alaska, inform his ability to do his wonderful paintings?
Bob loved Alaska. He went there when he was 18, when he joined the Air Force. He loved the scenery in Alaska, and you'll see that in a lot of his paintings, the big snowy mountains and the crystal clear, mirrored like lakes. He loved Alaska, and that's where he sort of wanted to put what he was seeing on canvas. So he spent time in that beauty, and also, being in the Air Force, he sort of learned routine and methodical, repetitive, structured kinds of ways to communicate with people. And even though the way he spoke to people on a television show didn't necessarily reflect the way he was talking to his Air Force buddies back in the day, he did learn a way to sort of make things, to communicate in a way that would help people learn how to paint, which was really what he was most interested in. Is if you wanted to paint and you had never picked up a brush before, I can show you how. And that's sort of how the Air Force, helped him along with that, with being able to put together that process.
What do you think it was that made the show connect with viewers so well? Even those who may not have an interest in painting still just love to listen to Bob talk.
That's just Bob being Bob. I can't tell you what the magic recipe is for it. I just know it's happening. It's amazing that people all age limits. You know, we've got third generation fans now watching who never have even looked at a public television program before, but that are watching Bob Ross now with their grandparents. You know, what else do you have in common with your grandmother except watching Bob Ross? These are the sorts of things that have reached people, and in particular with the pandemic now. You know, Bob has sort of reinvented himself. He doesn't change, we do. But he's reinventing himself and fitting into the little nooks and crannies of what it is that we need. And this latest way of life with the pandemic, he fits the mold perfectly, having to stay at home, finding things to do while you're at home, not having lots of people around you, not looking to others to stimulate your senses and your, you know, self-worth and that sort of thing. And Bob just satisfies everything that everybody needs.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect time for the joy of painting to return. And indeed it is. Can you explain how people can stream those episodes through Tubi?
Well, we're excited about Tubi. This is a free platform. You don't have to pay for it. You can download it onto any of your devices, whether it's your cell phone, your iPad, you know, your laptop, your desktop, and you get 24/7 of Bob Ross. They're uploading all of the episodes of The Joy of Painting that have Bob painting all those beautiful masterpieces, and you can have as much Bob Ross as you want. And the good thing about it is it's free, and they've got all the episodes on there. So we're excited. We're glad they came to us.
And when all of this is over and we're back to some semblance of normal, too, there are even more opportunities. There are certified Ross instructors right now all over the world.
Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting. If you want to learn to paint and you want somebody who's been trained, and they spend about 3 weeks being trained on everything, learning how to teach, learning how to paint, learning how to show you how to hold the brush. And they're everywhere. They're all over the world. And we've got some of the best here in this country. You go take a local painting class, and you will paint. You will take home a painting at the end of the class, and you won't be able to stop. The certified instructors were always a really big pride factor for Bob. When he wasn't able to teach anymore, he devoted all of his time to filming episodes. But these certified instructors sort of fill in that void and get people going on what they've always wanted to do. It's fantastic.
So some 40 years after it began, what's the enduring message, the legacy of Bob Ross?
The enduring message is, first of all, you can do it. And when he says that, he's not just talking about painting. He's talking about, and people are hearing him say that, about everything in their lives, that you can do a thing, whatever it is, whether it's, raising your child or cooking or painting, that you can do this thing with enough practice and enough desire. You don't need much more than just the desire to do something.
Well, thank you for bringing Bob back and the joy of painting when we need it most. And we wish you well. And thanks so much for making time for us today, Joan.
Thank you very much, Rich.